From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning. Now, do I need to be worried about SkyCity, this AUSTRAC investigation that ropes them in?
Yeah, we had this issue actually. SkyCity arose on Monday, but we were on holiday. SkyCity is what we call a dual-listed stock, so you can trade the shares either on the ASX or the NZX. So the issues around investigation of SkyCity's activities, that came to light Monday, as I say, share price in Australia fell 6.5%. So what's going on? It's not just SkyCity. National Australia Bank and Crown Perth are also under investigation. And they're under investigation by AUSTRAC, which is the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, which is the Aussie government agency that monitors financial transactions. So got the release announcement on the local exchange yesterday morning. What we have here, Mike, is potential serious non-compliance by SkyCity Adelaide with the Australian Anti-Money Laundering and Counter-Terrorism Financing Act, which relates to ongoing customer due diligence and adopting and maintaining their AML and CTF programs. So to put some context around this, firstly, they are historic allegations. So this refers back to 2015-16, which is quite some time ago, and 2018-19. So you have no idea how long this investigation will take. It could be quite lengthy. And it refers to SkyCity Adelaide's VIP area earnings, which I believe, and I believe that's where the issue is, that represents approximately 1% of group earnings. So, you wouldn't expect on that basis any potential resulting fee to be material. We don't know yet, but that's the expectation. It begs the question, is the risk across the rest of the business? New Zealand does have obviously a different regulator. To the best of my understanding, SkyCity has invested quite a lot recently in their AML and know your client sort of programs and processes. New Zealand share price did fall yesterday, 5.74%, $3.45, down 21 cents. But, I suppose at the moment, you think they will probably step through this investigation and come out the other side.
Okay, why do Meridian want to get out of Australia?
Well, I think it's all to do with recycling capital, to tell the honest truth. So that more activity in the generation retailer space. Remember back in March, you had the announcement of Tilt Renewables sale by Infratil. Mercury Energy played a pivotal role there. Yeah, right. So Meridian, another big generation retailer. So it's reviewing its ownership of the Australian electricity business. Fairly brief announcement yesterday. They've engaged with an advisory firm to undertake that review. Could take a while. Meridian Energy Australia, they've got 294 megawatts of renewable generation capacity. They've got the potential to develop about 150 more megawatts. They also own a retail business there called PowerShop. If you recall that Tilt Renewables deal, it was transacted at a great price, and maybe that's sort of pushing some buttons by Meridian. As I say, I think they're looking to recycle capital back into New Zealand for funding new generation capacity here. Deal could be worth upwards of $4 billion. Yeah. You have seen crazy volatility in the Meridian share price over the last 6 months. Remember, had the spike associated with that global clean energy ETF went up to over $9, currently $5.40, went up 7.5 cents yesterday, 1.4%.
Numbers, please.
Right, the Dow Jones is basically unchanged, 34,628. The S&P 500 also basically unchanged, 4,227, up 1 point, I think. The NASDAQ, 13,913, up 32, which is about 0.25%. The FTSE 100 overnight, up 18, 7,095. The Nikkei, 28,963. It was down 56 points. Shanghai Composite, down 19 points, 3,580. The ASX 200, small gain yesterday, 11.7292. Also a small gain, the NZX 50. We were up 0.17%, 12,517 was the close. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.7195 US, 0.9296 Aussie, 0.5908 Euro, 0.5083 pounds, 78.77 yen. Gold, $1,892.36. Brent crude, $71.82.
See you Thursday. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz.